Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Valentine's Day upon us. We write songs about it. We write books about it. And yet we can't figure it out. We're talking about love. Meredith Goldstein has been the Boston Globe advice columnist for 10 years. She has a column called Love Letters. She's got a cool podcast about it, too. We're so happy to be talking to you, Meredith. How are you?
I think this is my, like... This is my Christmas.
This is like the Super Bowl.
I was just
going to
say, it's the high holiday for you, for sure.
Exactly.
Well, I got to believe it is. It is for people who are in love. I think for people who are not in love or believe that they're unlucky in love, they do not enjoy this time of year, do they?
Well, it's funny because I think it all depends on when the holiday actually falls. It feels very different to be single on a Saturday night when it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, good point.
When it's a Monday, people seem less stressed. But I do think it's actually... the most difficult for new couples. I find that couples who've been together forever are like, whatever, it's a Hallmark holiday. We don't even do this. Maybe we do flowers or dinner or whatever. And the single people, at least the ones I know, are getting to the point where they're saying, this holiday is designed to make me feel bad and I don't have to. But if you are in a new couple, it's like, wait, what are we going to do?
Right. Because you know what it is, Meredith? I feel like it kind of defines the relationship. If you've been in this sort of like space where you're not really sure how serious it is, Valentine's Day comes and that's when you go, aha, now you kind of know where you stand, right?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's not a huge holiday in so many ways, but it can show you how someone honors an occasion. It can show you how they spend money. I mean, it's revealing in all sorts of ways it probably shouldn't be, but, you know, I always say people should have a good talk about it before it happens.
It's funny. I found myself trying to elevate the gift or what the holiday every single year when the relationship is new. Is that a thing with people?
Well, you know, hey, listen, some people don't try to do that at all, so I suppose good for you. But I do think that it can become a competition really quickly, right? Whether it's with yourself or with someone else, where I now need to top myself or I now need to make sure I'm as thoughtful as you are. Sometimes I find that when people cap gift budgets, you know, when they say we have to do this under $25, it can become more competitive. What can we get done in $25? So, you know, I try to tell people, like, this isn't a sport. You know, it doesn't feel that way.
Hey, Meredith, do we live in a time right now where you'd say it's harder or easier to find love? Because sometimes I feel like social media kind of muddies the water.
I mean, this is maybe a cop-out answer, but both, because technology allows us to find people we would have never seen. Mm-hmm. I think about people who have horrible work schedules, you know, that keep them at an office late at night or in a different kind of workplace late at night, and now they are able to go online, go on an app, and find people who aren't just available to them during the day. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important, especially if you live far out, and that makes it so much easier. On the other hand, there are that many more options, and it's that harder to make a real connection with someone. So I think if we can take the good stuff and then really work on the harder stuff, you know, it can work, but in the end, I wouldn't trade the technology, but I do understand that it presents a whole set of new difficulties.
I have friends who are, and I say this all the time, they're friends of my wives who are single, and we've been married for years, but I don't get it. They're attractive women, they've got a good story to tell, they're funny, they got a little bit of money, and they can't find somebody. I just don't understand how that's possible. Is there someone for everyone? Does every pot have a lid?
Don't get depressed when I say no, but not just because some people don't want a lid.
I like that.
Some people don't want a lid.
Some people like to be lidless. I mean, we decided to do this current season of the podcast about how people meet to answer this question, I think. And what I'm finding is that there are all different reasons. Some are about geography, job, expectation, simple numbers. If straight women are finding a difficult time finding men, well, where are those men? Are they really not there? And it's fascinating to really look at this. So, you know, I do think, though, that in this kind of city, people wait to get married longer. people are really looking to marry because it's the best partner, not because it's the required next step.
Mm-hmm.
And that means less people might be doing that to be in general. So I think it's also just a societal shift of the reasons we marry. Mm-hmm. We don't need financial security.
Yeah.
And we don't need this or that, or maybe we will or will not have children, or we can do this on our own. Well, what? Why do you do it, right? So it's complicated.
Hey, the podcast is called Love Letters. Season 2 debuts with PRX this week, but you can hear Season 1 and Season 2 and read Meredith on a regular basis in the Boston Globe's Love Letters column. It's your Super Bowl. Enjoy the next 10 days.
It is. Finally.
Thanks for your insight.
Yeah, thanks, Meredith.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.